Hello, everybody. This is Louise Eddington, the Cosmic Owl with Cosmic Owl Astrology. And thank you, everybody who supports my channel and my podcast, and all you listeners. I'm very grateful for you, every single one of you. And yes, I'm sending much love to whoever it is who feels like they have to give me a thumbs down every now and again. I send that back to you with so much love and consciousness because you perhaps need it anyway. Oh, I don't know why people do that. But anyway, I send you love. You could just scroll on if you don't like my style of video, and that's okay. But to all of you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And feel free to share my videos if you like them, whatever. But I appreciate every thumbs up, every comment, every subscription. It all helps with, the algo rhythm. And actually, the thumbs down does too, because that means you've been here and you've been watching. So today, I want to talk to you about the Venus star point for a little bit. I am certified with Ariel Gutmann's Venus star point work, which is when the Sun and Venus meet every 9.5 months in the sky. I'm not going to go into full explanation of what it is. I've also been running my Venus retrograde class since 2017. That was actually what launched me working with a deeper level with the Venus cycle. Because Venus, I have Venus Neptune conjunct, and Venus told me in a dream to do the class. And I have a webinar coming up on May the 1st about the Gemini star point at 14 Gemini. That's coming up on June the 4th. So the webinar is going to be before. And in my membership, The Nest, I am actually going to start teaching the, what the Venus star point is and what it means on a monthly basis over the next 9.5 months, and doing those as recordings that will eventually become a standalone teaching. But so you could join the Nest, join the webinar, or just watch this. So on the last Venus retrograde, okay, I did the whole class, so I can't talk about everything about it because there's so much to the Venus star point work. But the last Venus retrograde and the current Venus star point that we are still under, with Venus as her morning star iteration, was at 20 degrees Leo. And this was actually in an almost exact square to Uranus in Taurus at 20 degrees or 22 degrees. And it was also in a semi-sextile to Mars. And I'm not going to go into a big thing about what that means right now. Oh, it was also in a sextile to Vesta. But Vesta did go forward into Cancer, went retrograde back into Gemini, and then stationed forward. And Mars is now in Pisces, and Venus is now in Aries, and is involved in this Aries eclipse. But Uranus is back at 21 degrees Taurus, and Jupiter is about to conjunct Uranus. All this to say that 20, 21 degree mark is hot, hot, hot. So I'm just going to take that off for a minute and talk about the themes that I saw up and coming during the Leo retrograde and what we talked about in the Venus retrograde class as a collective. So the Venus Leo star point came in. The first Leo star point was in 1987. But last summer's was the first Venus retrograde fully in Leo. And I knew it was special, and I knew it was going to bring some radical change due to that square with Uranus, and it sure has. So a lot of the themes I talked about, I mean, I led the 125 attendees through their personal journey of Leo star point, of stepping into their heart, putting on their crown, claiming their sovereignty. And I called it in general there the rise of the solar feminine. And I'm not the only one that saw that. Now, this was not about kind of overtaking men. And this was not necessarily just about women. But I did note during the retrograde class that the Barbie movie was out. Taylor Swift had a Eras tour or Eras tour, however you want to say it, depending where you live. And Beyonce had her Renaissance tour. So I just wanted to kind of do a quick video about what's been happening since that point. The rise of these creative women, but coming out and doing it very much their way in a very feminine kind of way. Now, there are men as well that have joined in, and we are going to look at one man very quickly, but I won't have time to look at everything, but I thought I would do this, and I was inspired to do it by Beyoncé's release of her Cowboy Carter album, which is phenomenal, whether you like pop music or not, whether you like country music or not. It is a phenomenon in terms of what's happening in the skies, in my opinion. I talked about, Barbie movie, kind of breaking box office records, being all about rise of this solar feminine kind of pink energy. The Barbie movie had Venusian themes, including like the shell headboard in Barbie's bed. There was so much Venusian energy. And then I also talked about Taylor Swift's tour, and she just rose to the limits during last summer. She suddenly came to everybody's attention, including mine. And then Beyonce also had this rebirth going on. She calls it the latest album is Act Two of her Renaissance. The first one, Act One, was called Renaissance, and that was actually released in 2022. But the tour kind of took things to, or started to take things to, that star status. There's one, I'm also going to look at Miley Cyrus and Billie Eilish, and I'll tell you why as well as we go in. And my token male is actually producer Jack Antonoff. And the reason I picked all of those was if you watch the Grammys, I could have picked quite a few more. There was Lana Del Rey and Olivia Rodriguez and all and SZA and all these other women that dominated the Grammys, but I haven't got time to do them all, so I'm gonna look at some. Just I picked them, but all of it. These are all groundbreaking women or people that support the rise of women. It's just amazing. So let's quickly look, and I'm going to look at their personal star points. I'm going to look at the 20 Leo star point, where it was for them. And I'm going to quickly look at where the next star point is as well to kind of see if their rise is going to continue. And I'm going to say, yes, it is. Okay, so where's my charts? Let me get them up. Oh, the cat is doing it again. Let me let her out. Bear with me. Every time I start a recording at the moment, Luna, the moon cat, wants to join in some way, but it is eclipse season, so anyway, let me start with the charts. Okay, so I'm actually going to go for the women. I'm actually going to start with Billie Eilish because I'm going to go from youngest to eldest. And I will not be able to cover everything in these in this video, but I just want to show you how the Venus star point affects us collectively and also how it activates people's charts over time. To do a full Venus star point reading on each person, I would have to kind of go back over since their birth and so on. But this will give you some idea, and I hope it will encourage you to come and attend my Gemini webinar, or join the nest, and or join the nest, and or do the next Venus retrograde class, which is not till 2025, but it's another big one. It's one of the last Venus star points in Aries, and some of these players that I happen to pick have Aries star points, so this is their star that we'll be moving into early 2025. So Billie Eilish, most people know who Billie Eilish is. I'm not asking anybody to like these people or or even like their music. But Billie Eilish is clearly a rising star. She won the Grammy for the best song, which happened to be in the Barbie movie, which was last summer. And I think it's a beautiful song, whether you like her or not. And I'm not talking about who's better here of any of them, because one thing about these women is they support each other and raise each other up, and they are all groundbreaking in their own way. So Billie Eilish is a singer-songwriter. She does it with her brother. She's very much kind of this kind of quirky Aquarian kind of character, I'm going to say, because if you know Billie Eilish at all, she wears different colors. She wears very different styled clothes. She colors her hair in wild colors. She changes her look very often. And she also, like all of these women that I'm going to look at, also changes her, musical style quite often. None of these women are of a genre, no matter what you think. They are not. If you think they are, then then you do not know their music very well. So anyway, Billie Eilish has an Aries star point, and that's near her ascendant. And she is one of the ones, oh, get rid of that. She is one of the ones that we know the birth time for. But this is where the 20 degree Leo star point was for her. You can see it here on the chart, and this is in her fifth house of creative self-expression. But there's more. Let me draw some lines quickly just to kind of show you where we're at. Oh, that was not the right one. Sorry about that. Okay, so line. There we go. Let's draw some lines. The 20 degree Leo star point was conjunct her Hecate. Okay, and her Hecate was retrograde, but that's her path in life, when that's her path forward, and she is such a creative. But look at this. Her Uranus is at 21 degrees Aquarius, which was exactly opposing the Leo star point. And the Jupiter Uranus conjunction that's coming up is going to be at 21 degrees of Taurus in her second house, which is how she earns her money. Not only that, the star point was exactly in a trine aspect to her Venus, which is Venus rules music and creativity, by the way. Venus also rules the voice. If in Leo, this is a kind of about shining your light and being the star, putting on your crown, if you like, in your own way. Okay, so But this, of course, was also aspecting her son widely. You know, this was a breakthrough star for her to really rise up. And we saw that, you know, she probably wanted to win the Grammy for the best song because her thing really is about creating, writing, things like that. So, and it was a beautiful song. So that's one person. Like, you know, this Venus star point was really active on Billie Eilish's chart. And with Uranus, this was about her coming through as this very quirky, unique individual. She's also got a real activist bent, by the way. So part of her activism is to talk about the systemic music business trend of you know, having these different types of vinyl, and she has done it herself. So she's not calling out any artist, she's calling out the music business. All right. And Uranus in Aquarius is really very kind of activist nature, and Eilish really has that kind of green activist kind of nature. So don't take it out on her. She is talking about the systemic problem within the music business. And all these women are taking on the music business in one way or another. Okay, so one thing before we go. The next one, whoops, I don't want to do that. Oh, sorry. Is the next star point is going to be at 14 Gemini. And that will be in her third house of the voice. It's actually going to square her Black Moon Lilith. I can kind of feel her already kind of digging deeper into all the themes of what she speaks about. It's going to oppose her Pluto. She's going to kind of start speaking truth to power with this Gemini star point, I think. And now that she's kind of got a voice more in the industry, she's going to kind of dig deep and start speaking major truth to power. So watch this space with Billie Eilish. Okay. So now then, let's go and look at Miley. Okay, this is Miley Cyrus's chart. Now, she won a Grammy for the song Flowers, okay, which is the most beautiful song. I love it. It's so powerful, so feminist. If you know anything about Miley Cyrus, she came from country. This is very interesting how Beyonce is kind of reclaiming some country, but you know, Miley kind of came from the country background with her dad, Billy Ray Cyrus, being a major country star. And she was Hannah Montana, which was total white bread country. You know, it was, but she's come out as this very strong kind of feminist, kind of a bit outrageous at times, but also very sparkly. She'll wear it at the Grammys performance. She was wearing a sparkly dress and she had this big hair, which is very Leo star point, by the way. So, you know, she kind of came out as this big star. Not that she wasn't making it big before. Now, Miley natally has a Gemini star point and this in its conjunct her south node. So she is moving towards the Sagittarius north node, which is moving into the truth of who she is. But also, interestingly, her north node is conjunct Taylor Swift's sun. You know, these women collaborate, talk to each other. Miley sang a duet with Beyonce on her album. They write for, you know, they help each other write. They work with the same producers. They support each other's work in big ways. So the upcoming Gemini star point for Miley is quite a big one because it's her star, because she was born under the Gemini star point, and that will be in her first house. So watch that space when she after she has this Gemini star point. And the 20 degree Leo star point from last August was in her fourth house, which is the house of the ancestors, where you're coming from. Miley's broken so many patterns. You know, she has hugely supportive parents, but she's kind of broken out of, you know, this probably what she was brought up to be, like the Hannah Montana thing, the expectations of what it means to be a star. And Flowers was her biggest breakthrough, because she won the Grammy. So 20 degrees Leo for her was conjunct her pholis, like the lids come off. There's no stopping Miley now, I think. And conjunct her Chiron. So, oh, since this, under this Venus star point, her star has been rising out of her fourth house, moving towards the 10th house of her career. Interestingly, this would have also been, let me look at the line, in aspecting her Pluto too. So she is Pluto generation, Pluto in Scorpio generation. Sorry, that the kind of Harry Potter generation, if you like. And the star point was actually aspecting her nodes. So it was a nice wedge pattern, but it definitely meant that she was activated and her star rose. Everybody's star rose under all this. Interestingly, let me have a quick, oh yeah. Billie Eilish is Pluto in Sagittarius. So we're kind of going backwards through the generations here, from youngest to oldest. So Taylor Swift is another one who came from the world of country. And she has the 20 Leo star point was close to the top of her chart. We're not sure of her time. So I can't say whether it was definitely up here at all. I kind of suspect she was born with an earlier degree rising Scorpio, and that 20 degrees was closer to the top of her chart, because she went stratospheric under this star point. Like, she was the one that really came in. She was the one that did this Eras tour, which takes her through all her gender, all her genre shifting eras or eras. Okay. All of these people are twisting genres, mixing things up, and doing things their own way. Taylor Swift is also the one that took on the music industry by re-recording her own albums. She hasn't finished, when she lost the rights to her music when the contract with her previous record company ended, the one she had signed when she was very young. And, you know, they were bought by somebody who she doesn't, her, the rights to her previous albums were bought by somebody who she does not get along with in the music business. And she didn't want them to have control of her music. So, you know, all of these women are very much kind of twisting the genres, doing things in a very unique way, and really kind of stepping into this shining for who they are, each very different, but each very unique. Anyway, the 20 Leo star point, even if we move houses, was conjunct her south node, taking her into this Aquarius north node. And of course, that means, and that Uranus was in her sixth house of daily work, of how she shakes things up, and taking her into creating this very unique kind of business, and really owning who she is in a major way. It was massive, to be quite honest. You know? And so you can see it all kind of showing on her. The 20 degree Starpoint was also in a lovely trine to her 21 degree Sagittarius sun, which happens to be the same degree as my sun. So no wonder I kind of, she came into my attention. But the star, these, all these women, their stars are going to keep rising, by the way. The Gemini star point coming up in June is in her house of significant partnerships. And it's at 14 Gemini. And I think most of us are aware that she is now in a relationship with Travis Kelce, and they seem to be very much in love. And, you know, they've been going, you know, they've been in a relationship since last summer, since the Leo star point came in, Leo being matters of the heart. Oh, incidentally, I forgot to mention, she's an Aries star point too. So the Aries star point next year will be in her house of creative self-expression, but it's also in the house of children, and it's her star point. And this 14 degree Gemini star point on June the 4th, the superior or exterior star point, is in her seventh house. It's also by 3 degrees aspecting her nodes. And she's also got Pluto on her Venus. So, you know, there's a lot going on for her. But I will say that this is also going to change her relationships, her business relationships, how she's compromised herself for others in her relationships in the past, and so on. And it's near her Hecate. So, you know, I would not be surprised if in the 9.5 months between the Gemini star point on June the 4th and the Aries star point early next year, if her and Travis kind of make things more permanent, shall we say. And you never know, there could even be the patter of tiny feet, or at least they could be planning it when behind the scenes from us, because this is kind of, she's at a crossroads in her life in some ways. What to do now, you know, after the eras. She's also got the Tortured Poets Society album coming out on April the 19th, just before Venus disappears from view as morning star. I'm sure some of these women know astrology a little bit. And when Venus reappears, who knows what's going to happen with that one? Great timing. Okay, Beyonce. So Beyonce, she is also an Aries star point. So the next Aries star point is also her star. And so, you know, that's going to really kind of continue this renaissance of Beyonce. And she has just been hit big time right now. Now, we don't have a time for Beyonce's birth, but I find it interesting that if we put noon, which we usually do when we have no idea of a birth time, her midheaven, which is her most public presence, is at 20 degrees Leo. And, you know, the feedback for this this album, Cowboy Carter, is just off the charts. I want to actually kind of read you a couple of things about it. But if you don't know about it, I will tell you that she kind of, apparently she recorded about 100 songs and then narrowed it down for this album. Really, it tells a story. She uses different producers throughout. There's different writers involved in the songs, but she also samples other artists, right back to like Nancy Sinatra, Those Boots Are Made for Walking. She sings Blackbird, which is a Beatles cover, which was written by Paul McCartney. She has Willie Nelson's voice on it. You have to listen to the bits between the tracks as well. They're quite something. Dolly Parton, she does a cover edited and Dolly Parton approved cover of Jolene. She also samples the voice of somebody called Linda Martell, who talked about genres. The album is a mix of genres. She brings in gospel, country, all kinds of, you know, rap, hip hop, everything comes in. She does a fabulous duet with Miley Cyrus. So Beyonce's kind of reclaiming some country, and Miley came from country. And Willie Nelson's clearly country. Post Malone's in there as well, who's a very unique character too. She does a cover of Chuck Berry's song. So Chuck Berry was not really, he was more rock and roll. So she's got all these genres mixing and all these collaborations. And Pharrell Williams is in production as well. If you don't know these names, go and look them up. You know, I love music, so I follow it. And this is stunning. And this, the album tells a story of, you know, moving through these genres of music in the American story. It's American West story. She calls it Cowboy Carter, in case you don't know her actual surname, since she married Jay-Z, is Carter. It's just astounding. But, you know, talking of these women all working together too, I'm not quite aware of Billie Eilish really working with any of these yet, but I know they all kind of do kind of collaborate. But there's a lot of chatter out there that tries to say that Beyonce and Taylor Swift have a catfight, and, you know, that it's like, who's going to win the most best albums? Well, Beyonce's won the most Grammys altogether, and Taylor Swift has won the most album of the year Grammys. So they're both, you know, up there. And wouldn't it be something under the Gemini style point, which is community and coming together of the lovers, if the Grammy voters in the end this year said, we can't decide between these people, they're all amazing, let's give them all one. But I probably won't happen, because the Grammys is very of the old school and patriarchal. You can judge which is the best. Music is taste, and, you know, all those kind of things. But, you know, Beyonce went to Taylor Swift's Eras movie premiere. Taylor Swift went to Beyonce's. Miley's got a, there's a documentary of Miley's out as well, but Beyonce's is called Renaissance, by the way. And Miley, there's a documentary about Miley out as well. So all of these women are kind of doing similar things, but they're each very unique. So it's a stunning, stunning time. And while we're on Beyonce, I will say that her natal star point was on Eras. So she was kind of here to shake things up, and in a big way, because it was all kind of opposing her strong Libra energy. But the star point at the top of her chart, the 20 Leo star point, was, whether it's at the top of her chart or not, we don't know really, was in a lovely sextile to her natal Venus, all right? And her Pluto and her Hecate. And Venus in Libra is, or Venus is, you know, it's her home. Libra is one of her homes. This was also, of course, square to Uranus in Taurus, which is, you know, her marketing and things. And, you know, she kind of introduced this cowboy thing in the album in a very unique way at the Grammys, by wearing the cowboy hat and, you know, all that kind of stuff. These women are just shaking things up. And Uranus, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Uranus is, by transit with the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, is going to be exactly opposing her Scorpio moon and her Uranus and her black moon Lilith, really. So she's not done yet either. This is perfect timing this month to kind of shake things up. And there was a quote I read, and oh goodness, this was a thing about the Grammys. I don't know if I could find that one again. I've read so many things for this about some of the other women who were at the Grammys, and I can't remember their name, but the group that sounds like it's going to be all boys, and the group, but it's all women in the group. One of them said, called out a guy who said that the women in the music business are not stepping up. Well, they are. They're stepping up, they're putting on their crowns, they're doing things their own way, they're lifting each other up, they're supporting each other, and it's quite magical. But I did want to, you know, give a shout out to men that support women. Post Malone's one, another one, I could have looked at him. There's many of them, of course. There are many good men out there who get that we are in a changing time and we all have to lift each other up. But this, if you've not heard of him, is Jack Antonoff. And he's a producer. He's Taylor Swift's current producer. Also, Billie Eilish, I think he actually, oh, that's where I wanted it, yeah. I think he actually, no, it's a different one. Anyway, no. Taylor Swift, Lana Del Rey, Lorde, Florence and the Machine, some men, of course, as well. But he works with a lot of women, and he's been credited with having a significant impact on the sound of contemporary popular music. In the Grammys this year, he won Best Producer again. Anyway, this is Jack. Jack is actually, oh goodness, sorry. Jack is actually one of the last Virgo star points. But what that means, because the star points move backwards through the sky over time, like an invisible clock in the background, is that the 20 Leo star point was his star. It was mine too, because I'm Virgo. But Virgo is more humble and more of service, which kind of feels like a producer. You know, it kind of feels like, you know, I'm going to make you sound the best that I can. And let's produce the best music we can. And I'll look after the technical kind of details, if you like. Now, Beyonce mostly kind of oversaw production of her own and had different productions, producers, but Taylor Swift's Jack Antonoff is kind of responsible for her last albums. And we have a rectified time for him, so the house may not be correct, but I kind of think he has got this in his fifth house of creative self-expression and creating stars, if you like. So this 20 Leo star point was really kind of activating that energy in Jack Antonoff's chart. And look at this. This was in a lovely fire trine to Pholus. He's kind of helping to take the lid off the bad practices in the music business. He has a 20 degree exalted Venus in Pisces, and that's in a quincunx aspect of adjustment. Okay, so you know, he was clearly there to bring change in the music industry too, in creating these megastar women, or helping to create them. He didn't create them, so it's not in that kind of guru way. He's you know, he's a really good guy. Now Uranus, the Gemini star point on June the 4th at 14 Gemini, is on his star, will oppose his Uranus in Sagittarius. And that, I think, is going to bring even more breakthroughs for him. I think he is going to, he's another one who has put on his crown. He has claimed his creative way. He's kind of like the king of producers at the moment, really, Jack Antonoff. Also the upcoming Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, which is still square that Leo star, is here, exactly conjunct his Carriclough, helping to weave a new story of music. So all in all, I'm going to say that the music business is changing. Women are kicking it and owning it and putting on their crowns and stepping up. But it's not just about women. This is about the rise of the divine feminine. I do want to show you one other picture if I've got it. Do, do, do. Oh, by the way, Miley Cyrus said, you are everything about Beyoncé, be after her collaboration. There's so many like connections I could say. Post Malone, he's full of gratitude for being on her album because, she is the bae. But I want to show you this picture on the article I found where Miley was saying huge gratitude, which also, by the way, is very Leo. I'm grateful for all the abundance I have. And it's Venus as well, gratitude for the abundance. Just look at these two queens with the big hair. Could that be any more Leo? All right. Could it be? They both, well, they all these women are unique in their appearance. They switch it up, but they all kind of own their sparkle and feminine presence in their own way, in many ways. They inspire me. I've bought pink since then, and I'm actually going to buy a sparkle dress for an event I have later in this year. But anyway, I'll show you that when I have it. So I hope you enjoyed this. Can you see how this gives you some indication of how the Leo star comes through, or how any Venus star comes through, both collectively and shows on their individual charts? And look at this image as well. I keep pointing at it from Bushy, who is on Etsy. That's very solar feminine, right, too. And then we have the Aries one next, which, will come on the back of these Aries Libra eclipses, with the Aries one saying, heal that divine masculine energy and come into balance with masculine and feminine within all of us, but by claiming who you are and your sovereignty. And collectively, by the way, we're moving out of the two Mars ruled Venus stars into two Venus ruled stars. But if you want to know more about that, you'll have to come and join the nest and learn about the Venus star. I'll take my Venus retrograde class. I'll talk a bit about it there. The Venus star point work is a really fascinating and bringing part of the amazing collective shifts we're in. So much love. I will see you next time.